This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm so excited to be here with you today on this lovely Southern California sunny day. I have a very special guest. Her name is Empress. Yes, Empress, like an empress and emperor. She's going to be talking about how you can be the empress or emperor of your own life. After 11 years of dancing professionally for the San Francisco Ballet, Empress transformed out of the silent ballet world and into the loud Broadway world, where she performed in the Tony Award-winning production of American in Paris. She found a voice there and decided to become a singer-songwriter and fell in love with the art form. She came up with the stage name Empress because she finally felt like a true artist in control of her dreams and the ruler over her life. And her mission is to empower people to be the empress or emperor of their life and create their own happiness. Welcome to the show today, Empress. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Mari. Well, that was such a nice introduction. I think we're done here, right?
You're done. Everybody knows all about you.
Everybody knows everything that I'm doing. So
exactly.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Just look up Empress online and you're good to go. So
exactly.
Tell us a little bit more in detail, though. I mean, that was like the short version. So tell us a little bit about how this all developed for you.
Yeah, well, I started writing music at a very young age. I was about 4 years old when I started tinkling on the piano, and my mom introduced us to this incredible piano teacher who was kind of essentially like the Mary Poppins of piano teachers. She made it so much fun. We always wanted to practice. I don't know how she got us to do that, but but she really developed this really deep connection with music, and she also taught us when I say us, it was my sister and I who enrolled in piano lessons. My sister's younger, and so we just, you know, we'd fight over the piano. It was a really cool thing that she instilled in us, the deep connection to music. And then from there it enveloped and developed into this deep love for the arts, and moving to music was one of the elements that came along with that. And I started taking dance classes, thanks to my mom, who enrolled me at 6 years old. And we grew up in a small town, Lake Tahoe, California. And and so it was a very random place to kind of fall in love with the arts, because it's a very sporty tourist town. So I think, you know, when I look back at my whole career, from going, you know, from music, you know, to dance, to Broadway, full circle back to music, I kind of look back and I think, wow, that's when you know that there's like a purpose for people, because there's no reason at all for me to be coming from, you know, Lake Tahoe and have been hired in San Francisco Ballet at the age of 16. I danced there for 12 years, which is amazing. That was an incredible, you know, growth and learning, and you're just surrounded by the most incredible artists, you know, from, and I'm not just talking about the ballerinas, it's the choreographers. They're so intelligent and so unique and inspiring. And then you also have the symphony that plays for you live every night, and they're just incredible. So I grew up with this incredible art form, you know, and the best of the best, with the lighting designers, the costume designers. You know, I have this real deep connection to the performing arts and how much goes into a single moment on stage. You know, it's just, it's incredible to have been a part of that kind of, you know, prestige in a way, and perform in an opera house every night for my career for 12 years. You know, that's amazing. But then to go to Broadway was like this incredible freedom, and it was like going from the silent world of ballet into this very noisy, exciting, you know, city and world. And, you know, it was just incredible, because it's still the performing arts, but it's a very different element. And then now deciding to go into the music world, it's been incredible, because – you know, I realized my entire career I was kind of the canvas, and artists that came in, choreographers, costume designers. You know, they dress you, they teach you, they give you steps to do, and you make them your own, but it's somebody else's art. So now as a singer-songwriter, I actually have the creative control, almost for the first time as an artist. For me, it's been really, really empowering. And so, yeah, that's a little, you know, a quick dive into who I am and my background.
What a beautiful story. And it truly speaks to authenticity because you say now you're in control. You have the creative rights because it's your music. It's your lyrics. It's your everything.
Yeah.
So what are you most passionate about now?
Well, I realized that finding that empowering kind of feeling within me was so powerful. And the first thing I want to do, I'm a giver, so I love, you know, giving to people. I love Christmas gifts, but I don't love getting them as much as giving, you know. So the second that I found this really empowering kind of being within myself, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I want everybody to feel this way. And it's really, it's not like the hardest thing to do is to be empowered from within. But so I guess my goal with this entire Empress thing is not to rule over anybody else, but just to be the best version of myself and take ownership over my life and then inspire others to do that as well. So that's kind of my newest passion, is just to kind of be the best artist that I can be in order to inspire others to want to do that as well. And not just as an artist, but just as a human being, you know, being giving and supporting people and loving yourself so that you can love others, you know, more. So I think that's kind of my latest passion, is just empowering people to be the ruler over their own life.
Yeah, I love that. And that really speaks to authenticity, because in order to be the ruler of your own life, you have to know who you are. Would you like to say a little bit about that?
Right. Yeah, there's something that happens, especially in the performing arts, whether you know a lot about the art form or not, you have this sense of, like, you can see through people who are not being authentic. Mm-hmm. And I found, you know, you can't fake it. Everyone thinks, you know, as a performing artist, you know, you fake it till you make it. Well, that's not true at all, because if you're not being yourself, you're not an interesting artist to watch, because you're basically a chameleon. And there's a lot of chameleons out there. So what's the difference between all of those chameleons and then the one that becomes the superstar? I think it's the ones that are being themselves. They're not trying to be anyone else. And then people gravitate towards that authenticity just naturally. I mean, my mom was never a ballerina, but she could tell you, you know, in a room full of dancers, who was going to make it and who wasn't. And she was always right somehow. But it was because she goes, that girl knows who she is, or that boy, little boy, knows who they are. And that's going to take them so much further, because they won't change to conform to be something else for somebody else, because in the end, that doesn't make you a fulfilled person. It doesn't make you a fulfilled artist, for sure, if you're trying to be something for someone else. So I think authenticity is like, that's ground zero of being the best version of yourself. You know, that's really where everything lands and falls.
I agree. Yeah. At what point did you find that level of authenticity for yourself?
I guess I had a big moment. When I joined San Francisco Ballet, I was 16 and I had yet to go through puberty. So imagine going through a ballet company getting hired as a little girl and then turning into a woman and almost being punished for that, because it's a visual art form and, you know, it's all about how you look. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter how much you feel like you're doing good, or it doesn't even matter how good you are. If you don't look, you know, good enough to be on stage with people who have, you know, worked their butts off to look that good, you know, you're not going to be able to participate. So I was taken out of a bunch of ballets and kind of given a warning that I didn't, quote unquote, fit in with the other girls and that I needed to lose a few pounds. And it was a real rough moment for me because it wasn't about me as a person. It wasn't about how good or bad I was. It was something that I felt like I couldn't really control. You know, hormones are just a rough thing for a teenager to have to be really thin and healthy at the same time. So I realized pretty much I got fired right after that, and that was really tough for me. And I had a good friend who was a raw foodist at the time. I ended up turning into a very healthy raw foodist who ate all the time constantly, and I lost a lot of weight, and I ended up regaining my job back. And what I realized through that process was I was conforming to be something that somebody wanted me to be, you know, physically. But emotionally, there was something that was happening inside of me that realized I can't please everybody all the time. There's no way that I'm going to be able to please everybody. If I'm not happy, if I'm not taking care of my body, no one else will do that for me. So for me, it was this big moment of, wait, I have to take care of my body in order to take care of, you know, my job, to please other people. But it started from taking care of myself first, and then realizing that everything else kind of goes there. So authenticity for me is just like bringing it right back to the basics. You know, you are the center of your own universe, and nobody, you know, else is in there with you. It's just you. And if you can't take care of yourself, then you won't be able to take care of others. And that was huge. That was a big aha moment for me that I've tried to pass on to other younger dancers to just make sure that they stay healthy, because I was in the company for 11 plus years. And I saw a lot of my dance friends who didn't take care of their bodies and tried to do things for other people. They retired after three or four years because their bodies just couldn't take it anymore. So I think I'm just like the test of time kind of proves that.
Yeah.
Taking care of yourself first is so important.
That's such a wonderful and key message. And only we know. The other thing is only we know what's best for us. You know, people try to impose their diets or their exercise or whatever it may be. You do what was right for you and it worked for you. Like you said, I created a very healthy lifestyle for myself. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh,
what do
of
you
course.
Think?
Thank you.
What do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to step into becoming a ruler of their life?
I think that taking the finger that sometimes points outwardly and just pointing it back at yourself and taking ownership over everything around you, regardless of if you have control over it or not, you know, I think the problems that we all think that we have would just sort of fall away if we took ownership over everything in our lives. You know, we look around, and if there's something that we don't like, you know, acknowledge that you have the ability and only you to change that. And so kind of by pointing the finger inwardly and taking ownership, I think, you know, like I said, all the problems we think we have would just change, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's part of taking power of your own life instead of blaming others for where you're at.
Right.
Not blaming yourself.
You know, you always, exactly. You always ask yourself, you know, okay, well, I'm the one who chose to be in this situation. I once took this class. It was a self-defense class, and I was thinking I was going to learn all these cool ninja moves, and the entire class, it was so funny. It was an hour and a half. For an hour and 15 minutes, the teacher was just telling us, don't get yourself in a situation. Don't put yourself in a situation where you ever need to use any of these moves that we're about to teach you. So 15 minutes of the class was actually teaching, you know, how to kick a shin and push someone down and whatever. But the most of the class was don't put yourself in a situation that would
get you,
you know, don't walk down that alley. Don't put yourself, you know, that close to somebody that could take advantage of you or whatever it was. But it was interesting because the whole class was about, you know, you have the control over putting yourself in an environment that is dangerous or not. And so don't put yourself in an environment that, you know, and that's true to life in general, you know.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
I
thought that was so fascinating. right?
It is. I love that story. I took Taekwondo, and we did do a lot of, you know, moves and stuff. But I remember our sensei always used to say the same thing. You be aware of your surroundings. You know, don't walk down that dark alley by yourself. You know, be aware when you're in a parking lot and you're a woman and you're all by yourself. And it's common sense, but a lot of people don't follow it. So I love that.
Yeah,
really
no,
sweet.
It's really classic, right? Yeah.
Yep.
The basics.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Empress a question, you can call in on 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline Clare, storyteller and artist of spiritual realism, fine art, paintings and images designed to help you connect with your spiritual reality. Check out my website, Jacqueline Clare Art, and be sure to use the Dare to be Authentic promo code, AUTHENTIC. That's www.jacquelineclareart.com.
The time has come for us to celebrate who we are and to take joy in what is possible for us. The time has come for us to embrace our true selves just as we are. I'm Elliot Robertson. I'm a spiritual growth coach. Please visit ElliotRobertsonCoach.com. That's ElliotRobertsonCoach.com.
Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who, after a near-death experience, was divinely shown a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish, Change Made Simple. Host of talk radio show called The Jimmy Mack Healing Show. Jimmy works worldwide with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you actually feel. Visit www.jimmymackhealing.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with very special guest Empress, talking about how you can be the Empress or Emperor of your own life. So what do you feel is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, the main message is that we are all the rulers over our own life, and each one of us is the Empress or Emperor over our own empire, essentially. I think that message sings true when people really own their own crown, you know, and that's like the crown that we wear, you know, every day, whether it's a baseball cap, whether it's, you know, scrubs in a hospital, whether that's being, you know, a mom or, whatever it is, we all wear our own crown. And I think if we really owned it and we all, you know, had this like self-coronation, I think that would be, a really powerful thing for humanity, because we wouldn't rely so much on other people to fix things. You know, we would take ownership over our own world and take care of ourselves so that we can take care of others. So yeah, that's my main message with Empress. And I try and write music. Hopefully it's not preachy, but that, you know, I write pop music that is powerful and uplifting and authentic, you know, so that's my message.
Awesome. I love the part about the self-coronation. That really spoke to me, because sometimes we're doing something that we know is for us, but other people may put it down, you know, or think it's not really important what we do or whatever. And we may be listening to that, but instead, if you do that self-coronation and know that this is your path and this is what you want to do, and it's great because you could be the Empress of that. I love
right.
that.
Yeah, and I think that if we all kind of owned our own crown, we wouldn't be worried about someone else's crown, you know? There's no threat there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, really cool.
Awesome.
Thanks.
So, let's talk about your music a little bit. You mentioned it briefly, the inspiration for it, and what we can expect.
Yeah, so I've been working on an album for, actually it took me literally a couple years to even figure out what Empress was and what that meant to me. And then once I kind of figured that out, now I've been writing music more in line with that. But I think the beginning of almost every musical artist is just finding themselves and mm-hmm. and dreaming, you know, and I think my whole career, you know, started from dreaming. And I think as far as my music is concerned, I've dreamed up this whole world, this empire, and now I'm sort of manifesting it in a way. And I've got a great team together to help me with my music, from songwriting partners to producers and people who work with the best of the best, you know, because that's just what I am used to. And so I had to find them in the music industry too. Mm-hmm. Really wonderful people. And so I've released 3 singles so far, and I have like, you know, 100 songs lined up that I want to record and see if
wow.
they fit on the album, because they all kind of have
mm-hmm.
to go together. It's like, it's literally each song is like a jewel in this crown that I'm crafting. And I have a long-term play, and then the short-term play is getting all this music recorded and, you know, the best version of itself kind of. So I have 3 songs. The first one was called Lovely I Am, and I wrote that when I was in the dance world, and it's all about inner beauty and really
mm-hmm.
kind of letting that shine. And that was during that time that I kind of told you about, where I was fired for being fat and everything was external beauty, you know, the
mm-hmm.
focus was. And when I finally realized that the audience actually feels your joy when you're on stage, you can actually like project that, and it shines brighter almost than the way that you look physically. That was such a cool experience for me. And so I wrote a song about it. It's called Lovely I Am. And
mm-hmm.
then All in My Head is about my husband, and it's a sexy song. So, you know, you always need one of those. And then then We Own This Crown really embodies everything that I've been talking about today. It's an empowerment anthem. And I think that's all I need to say about that. But you can listen to my music on every platform, Spotify, SoundCloud, anything. It's all there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's my music.
Awesome. And you also have, of course, your website.
Yes,
Empress,
the website
Empress.
www.empress-music.com, and you can find out everything that you would ever need to know about me there, including seeing lots of beautiful photos from, I love working with women in any realm, but I found an incredible group of female photographers over the past couple of years, and there's one called Susie Raskin, and she's just, oh, she's amazing. So there's a couple photo albums in my website that you should check out as well.
Wonderful. You can also find Empress
mm-hmm.
on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Click on the radio show page, and she's there with her picture, a link to this interview, and a link to her website. And speaking of the link to the interview, make sure you pass this on. She's spoken so many wise and wonderful words of encouragement. So make sure you pass it on, because the replay will be available forever,
mm-hmm.
indefinitely. So I'd like to ask you, if there's one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deep in your heart today.
I think dream big. And when you think, you know, you're dreaming big, ask yourself if you're dreaming big enough. And I think if we all just kind of dream and start kind of focusing on the dreams more than the problems in our lives, I think we will attract and manifest the most amazing planet, and the world would just be, you know, taken care of in a lot of ways. I think it's meant to evolve and grow, and I think that's
mm-hmm.
how we all will feel our best selves, if we kind of dream and appreciate the dreams and attract people to help us manifest those as well. I think dream big. Dream big is the main thing. That's what my mom used to always tell me, and it's worked thus far. So,
I love it. Dream big. So what would you say to somebody who's a little afraid of it? You know, sometimes we're scared of dreaming big because we're afraid to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's so true. And you know, it's really interesting. If you kind of see the world through a glass mostly full lens, there's no way that, you know, anything can disappoint you. And there's this amazing quote that was on my little, you know, on the tea, herbal tea bags sometimes have little quotes
yes.
on them.
Mm-hmm.
There was one yesterday that read, everything in nature, how did it go? It was something along the lines of everything in nature takes its time, and yet there's, you know, everything still happens, you know, but it's in its own time. And I'm totally botching that entire quote, but essentially what it is, you know, flowers still manage to bloom no matter, you know, what, every spring, and it takes an entire year for that thing to grow, and then it blooms and it dies and then it starts over, but everything kind of happens in its own time. So if we kind of aren't afraid of the growing, I think dreaming big actually is not as daunting, you know, because there's a process for each dream to kind of come to life. You know?
Yeah.
And
I love that.
You have to enjoy the process.
Nice. And, you know, speaking of the flowers, while you were saying that, I was thinking, I was in Boston the end of last month, and it actually snowed while we were there. Yet.
Wow.
Through the snow. Yeah, it's still, it snowed again this week. I have a daughter who lives there. It snowed again this week there, which is crazy. But.
Whoa.
Through the snow. We're blooming daffodils because it was time for those daffodils, these yellow, bright daffodils, right
wow,
through the snow.
Wow, in the white snow. That's amazing.
So,
I love
sometimes
that.
Things take a little longer to bloom because it's a little too cold. You know, it should be warmer there by now, but
right.
They're still pushing through there. So I love that you said
totally.
That.
Totally.
Very good. Awesome. So I love that. I'm going to start dreaming bigger myself. You're really inspiring me that sometimes I hold back, you know. And I got it. Not that I don't dream big, but I think it's good to expand it.
Unapologetic self. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Being unapologetic with your dreams. And, you know, there's a saying that my mom used to say is don't share your pearls with pigs. And, you know, there is something to be said about only sharing your dreams with people who really want the best for you. And kind of letting the dreams manifest without talking about it in a way.
Yes.
So you can dream it, you can tell people that will help you make those dreams happen, but you don't necessarily have to shout it from the top of the roof, because then you're going to get a lot of, you know, just negative things thrown at you.
Yes.
So in a way it's, you know, just let it happen. And if it's meant to be, it will, you know, it will happen.
Yeah,
so it's
that's really wise. Wise words, Empress.
Yeah.
I love that. You know,
you
don't need all that negative feedback, because, you know, there's always those naysayers that have to come and try and tear your dreams down. But that's really
always wise.
And I've heard that said.
But it's your choice to listen
yeah.
to them and share your, you know, your pearls with them. So it's a choice for sure. I've shared before where, you know, it backfired and I realized they weren't very supportive, but, you know, you learn from lessons, and everything is a lesson, and it's all part of the process. And, you know, you can't speed up the process. You have to kind of go with it, you know, go with nature.
Yeah, I love it. I love that.
Beautiful.
Well said. Well, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show today, Empress. Thank you for all the words of encouragement.
Thank you.
And thank you for your music, because it's uplifting and it's what we need, at least what I need in this world. More uplifting,
beautiful
music.
Thank you so much, Mari.
And thank you all for listening.
This was such a fun chat.
Oh, it was wonderful. Beautiful. And thank you for listening in. I hope that you will spread this, the interview. Like I said, so many wonderful words, especially in this time of the change that we're going through in the world. And so make sure you listen to the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic. Bye, all.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.